Next up on the Earshot charts at number 14, up from 24, it's a band of Haligonians, yes, from Halifax, Nova Scotia, with an album called The Wilder Beyond. The project is called Hillsburn, and it features a pair of brothers and sister, Rosanna and Clayton Burrill, in addition to being siblings in the band Hillsburn, currently sitting at number 14 on the Earshot charts. They are the children of Nova Scotia NDP leader Gary Burrill, who himself is a mandolin player, and he's actually a former, or I don't know about former, but before he entered politics, according to the CBC News article from sometime in 2017, from May 2017, he was a United Church minister before entering politics, and his children, Clayton and Rosanna Burrill, are now in Hillsburn, number 14 on the chart. So we're going to hear something from them up right next. But after that, Aaron, we talked about Buffy St. Marie last week. In addition to earlier in the show, you've got some associate producer fact-checking done for us here, eh?
Yes, I said that she had written songs for Elvis Presley and a few other people, and I was not 100% correct. What it is that they've covered many of the songs she's written. So Elvis, Until It's Time to Go, was written by Buffy St. Marie and put out on her 1965 album, Many a Mile, and then was covered and became a hit. I think originally it was the Four Pennies, the same year that she released it, 1965, and then Elvis Presley in 1972. Neil Diamond covered that song as well, and then other songs have been covered by Janis Joplin, Bobby Darin, Barbara Streisand, and Courtney Love.
Not Courtney Love.
Yeah, absolutely Courtney Love.
Too bad for Buffy.
Yeah, I think, I really feel like Buffy is just, like, wants, well, I don't even feel like it, I know it. There's a great quote on her album about, or on her website about the latest album, and she just says, effective songs are shared person to person by artists and friends, as opposed to news stories that are marketed by the fellows who may own the town, the media, the company, and the mine. And like, all she wants to do is share her song. So I think she's just happy that people are, well, I shouldn't say she's just happy, but I think that that's what she wants. She wants more people to hear her message, and I think having a diverse group of people covering them, like Courtney Love, is getting them to different ears. So, I don't know. I think she's probably quite happy about it. Number 14 on the charts is Hillsburn from the album Wilder Beyond.
Backward a century, I'd kiss one man and they'd hunt for me. Our privileges, bridges, someone before us has built as they push that sleep from our eyes. Love, give me courage now.
Believe, believe, believe.
keep up the bad behaviors.
Now that your big eyes are finally open, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across Canada's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor. You ask for our comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our children away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that Canada's history really began when explorers set sail out of Europe and stress that the nations of leeches who conquered these lands were the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied and the people who died, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth? And where does it tell of the starvation hell as the children were herded and raped and converted? And how do we comfort the missing and murdered? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From Arctic Inuvik to Niagara Falls, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. And from Vancouver Island to the Labrador Sea, the white nations fattened while others grew lean. Ah, the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens. Our lifeblood is shot up in your papers and banks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. So I see when our trust in old Canada got us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires needs charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is your novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your true white and scarlet hypocrisy. Pity your blindness, oh, why can't you see how the eagles of war, whose wings lend you glory, are never no more than buzzards and crows pushed some wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. What could I do, say the privileged few, with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye? Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, tears of thy people, you're dying.
You're listening to the Earshot 20 on campus community radio stations across Canada. Aaron Levy and Aaron Flynn from CIVL and CHUO in Abbotsford and Ottawa. We're entering the middle thick of the charts this week, and the next six artists are all artists we heard last week. So it's going to start off with a band falling out of the top five. And, you know, I mean, after the things I said about them, positive things last week, Aaron, you can only imagine they're going to fall out of the top five because, you know, who's going to keep supporting an artist that Aaron Levy says good things about, right?
Come on. That's not it.
We got the Olympic Symphonium. Palm, after that, played you an instrumental from their record, Rock Island. It was Theme from Rock Island, keeping with the surfer theme last week. We'll go with another Palm song today. And then Rye from the album Blood on Last Gang Records. That's the next three we're going to get on the Earshot 20. And then we're going to hear from Callum Slingerland. He'll have some news bits from Exclaim and then your Exclaim song of the week.
I was reading about Rye a little bit more, and I read somewhere they were described as sophistopop. I'd never heard that as a music classification genre before. Sophistopop.
Very sophisticated. I can see that. Kind of Milk and Bone, who we'll hear from later in the charts, kind of has a similar kind of sophisticated, classy designer pop kind of feel. Am I feeling where that's coming from, or am I off?
I'm just exploring this new word that I'm learning, sophistopop. Some of it was sort of like soft music to me. Is that what sophisticated is soft? Sophistopop, sophisticated. Yeah, I think poised, I think, yeah, probably something more gentle and soft. It does make sense.
I mean, I'd like to call, you know, President Trump sophisticated.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't feel like it's appropriate.
I have to agree with you. 100% on that.
You know, I would call a lot of the you know, let's say a lot of Radiohead's recordings are very sophisticated musically, but you know, I don't think the part in Creep is necessarily a sophisticated part. That edgier, louder, you know, scrapier sound is not what I would say is sophisticated. Although lots of Radiohead would, I think, qualify as sophisticated.
Yeah.
Sophistopop. So the term sophistopop reminds me of Iconopop. Are you familiar with them?
No.
No? So Iconopop, they did the, I had this feeling on a summer day when you were gone. I threw my ba 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 da 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 da. No, I don't care.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
Iconopop, sophistopop.
Now that you've sung it to me, yes.
Yes, I want you to stop singing it to me now that you've done that. Of course I want you to stop singing, so I will agree with whatever you're trying to get me to agree with. Yes.
Just think of them as more electro-pop than
just... Right. But Rye also has that electro, but they're not such a four-to-the-floor band. It's still dancey, it's still poppy, it's still electronic, but just not as upbeat necessarily, yeah? A little more chill wavy.
Yeah, hang on. You got it, yes.
All right. So three song set, Olympic Symphonium. I'm not satisfied with having got it, so I tried my best. Could have made a better contribution to that conversation, Aaron. I apologize. We're going to hear the Olympic Symphonium, Palm, and then Rye, and then we'll come and talk about the next three artists up on the Earshot charts after that. Numbers 12 through 10 coming up on the Earshot 20.
Stop breathing.